Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State? It's January, our coldest month of the year, and while ice is thick on most inland lakes, that's not always the case on the Great Lakes. The amount of ice and the length of time the ice is present varies from year to year. And in case you've forgotten, the last two winters were particularly icy. Last March, Lake Superior was 84% ice covered, and Lake Michigan, 79%. Two winters ago, ice coverage on the entire Great Lakes peaked at about 93%, ranking as the second most ice coverage in recorded history. The winter of 1979 holds the record, with about 95% ice coverage. To show how variable this can be, in 2013, only about 38% of the lakes froze over, while in 2012, just 13% did. 2002 holds the record for the least ice coverage, when only 9.5% of the lake surfaces froze. All of these statistics matter because they generate a host of complex impacts with many winners and losers. For instance, the duration of ice on the lakes can be detrimental to the shipping industry and lead to delays in the spring shipping season. But heavy ice cover can reduce the amount of evaporation from the Great Lakes in the winter, contributing to higher water levels, which is good news for shippers, increasing their capacity to transport cargo. Higher lake levels are also a benefit to those who spend millions to dredge boat slips, channels, and harbors when lake levels are low. Relative to the Great Lakes fisheries, in the shallow waters where whitefish spawn in early winter, ice cover protects whitefish eggs from destructive wind and wave action, so more ice is good for them. The amount of snow on top of the ice also matters. Ice cover with little or no snow cover allows light penetration, which promotes algae growth. And although too much algae is a bad thing at the base of the food web, algae is absolutely necessary, supporting living organisms in the lakes, including valuable fish species. With at least $1 billion flowing into the Great Lakes commercial and sport fishing industry each year, ice cover can be a significant factor affecting the region's economy. Stable ice over a long winter also protects wetlands and shoreline from erosion. On the other hand, huge ice jams can form in rivers connecting the Great Lakes. These jams constrict the flow of water from one lake to another, causing flooding upstream, less water for hydropower plants downstream, and a surge of ice that can damage shoreline properties. Winter ice cover on the Great Lakes has declined on average by 71% over the last 40 years, while summer water temperatures and annual evaporation are on the rise. All of these are important factors controlling water level fluctuations and the overall health of the Great Lakes ecosystem. So, while you're sitting by your wood stove dreaming about warm waters this summer, keep an eye on the lake ice this winter. While it appears immutable, it's like slow cooking. There's a lot of action taking place. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.